A petition for the federal government to list several dozen species of Alaska cold water corals as endangered has stalled after an initial review. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports.
Biologist Kirsten Lippman submitted the petition on behalf of the Center for Biological Diversity. She says the corals need better protections because they're often the only structures on the ocean floor.
They're kind of like trees would be in a terrestrial environment in that they provide that shelter habitat and a place to rest and feed from for a whole host of species.
There are at least 130 coral species in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands, but scientists don't know much about their abundance and distribution. Lippman says of the 43 species listed in her petition, quite a few were identified only in the last few years.
So this is the kind of cutting edge research on the corals.
And Lippman thinks there are probably more out there to discover, so long as they don't disappear first. She says over the next century, the corals will be threatened by ocean warming and acidification, but she sees an even more immediate threat from fishing.
The problem with fisheries impacts is that they're occurring at a much faster rate. So these species could just be wiped out before they've even had a chance to be documented.
As it stands, fishermen remove between 50 and 100 tons of corals and sponges from the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands every year as bycatch. That's approximately the same mass as two or three humpback whales. Large parts of the region have been closed to bottom trawling since 2005, when the North Pacific Fishery Management Council adopted coral habitat protection measures. But Lippman says because pelagic or midwater trawl nets still make contact with the seafloor, those measures aren't good enough.
Another problem with the areas that the council protected is that many of the miles, the square nautical miles that they've protected, just don't have any corals. A whole lot of that is just mud flats. So those areas really don't mean anything.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration disagrees, which is part of the reason the agency declined to pursue Lippman's petition past an initial 90-day review. Spokesperson Julie Spiegel says there's simply no data to show fishing or ocean acidification are hurting Alaska's cold water corals, and in fact, that NOAA's science actually contradicts the latter.
All the species mentioned in the petition have a type of external tissue that protects them from acidic water, so they may not be as susceptible to the effects of ocean acidification as some of the other organisms.
But Spiegel acknowledges that there are still a lot of other unknowns about Alaska's corals and says the agency is intensifying its research efforts.
Beginning last year, 2012, we did implement a three-year field research program in Alaska as part of NOAA's Deep Sea Coral Research and Technology Program. So we're hoping that will help to answer some questions with regards to corals in Alaska.
In the meantime, the Center for Biological Diversity will likely continue its pressure campaign. Lippman says she thinks NOAA's refusal to do a full 12-month review of the petition is illegal and that her organization is weighing its options moving forward. In Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.